This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's Saturday, and we are about to get into it. Oh my God, so many rumors are swirling about season 13 filming, R-H-O-N-J. It is coming to an end, and Trey's wedding is going to be here. Like, now, it's happening. So Kim has had so much information sent her way. We're about to share some clips. We address all these rumors that are floating around the blogs, and then we break down. We have drunk Erica. We have Asher singing. We have Doree and PK having a talk about their marriage, little DWI action going on. First, we do Real Life New Jersey. Then we do Beverly Hills. Oh, and of course, we're talking about Erica and getting stopped at the airport. We go into extreme details about that and her being served in this video that's going around. Listen to these clips and then head on over to Patreon for the full episode, breaking down this week in R-H-O-N-J and R-H-O-B-H.
Hi, guys. We have so much, David. So much.
What the fuck is going on? What's going on?
What the fuck is going on is what always goes on. You cannot attack Teresa for too long and stay on the show. So this is damage control. This is damage control as far as Teresa with Luis and Margaret as far as trying to stay on the show. So Teresa and Luis invite Margaret and her mother to the wedding because it's being filmed. That's why Dolores is in the wedding. Jen and her are real friends. And they're invited to the wedding because they want, you know, knock it off about Luis. And Margaret is kissing ass because she knows she has to do damage control and she wants to stay on the show. That's the bottom line. Again, I'm going to say they give Teresa too much power. This is the only franchise where they do something like this with one housewife. I think Teresa and Luis talked Teresa into being softer because the hit was on him, not on Teresa. Okay. So he's like, let's make up with Margaret. And then Margaret got the key from the producers, lay off Luis. So it was a combination of things. And then as soon as Margaret knew the door was open to Teresa accepting it, she flew right in. Let's kiss ass ASAP. You understand? Let's take this moment. And that's why it was helping Teresa walk down the street and holding her hand and all that kind of stuff. You know, they had to know the door was open. So it's a combination of things. Less than a month later, she's holding hands with her, with the devil, holding hands with the devil.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Luis has not done any of these crazy videos since July. I'm going to say around the 14th, nothing. He hasn't posted anything on social media. And because he was acting absolute insanity, those crazy videos. He's been filming. He's been filming with his autistic son. Okay. So that's what he's been doing with his free time while Teresa was in Ireland. Okay. So the show, her show has started, her Teresa show. Okay. And that's what he's been doing. I know that directly, but anyway, so tell me, I know, you know, this girl, Laura, that they're all talking about, who's friends with Margaret, who recalled Jen and Teresa, and supposedly Jen and Teresa met with her and she was supposed to get on the show and Margaret was acting like she was going to back her and then backdoored her.
I don't even know where to begin with this.
She said that she found out that Margaret was saying that she wants her on and she was trying to, you know, get her on. And then she found out that Margaret backdoored her and really didn't want her on. She also said Margaret's broke. Margaret says, but how can Margaret be broke? She's making six figures on the show.
That's calling.
But I'm not surprised because, like you said, we see this all the time. People lose friends. People lose marriages. People lose family.
Show at all.
No, like, it's not. It's probably not. Probably not going to be on the show.
And what, the only reason it's coming out of my mouth is because it's all over these blogs. Yes, I would never bring this up because this is like something I know and I do not talk out of school. So
no, I get
but
it.
That's my clarification. And Danielle is definitely
on. They said that they think she's going to be the star this year. They love her. Hey, listen, we liked her right from the beginning. We think she's bubbly and fun and she's cute and she's fresh and she's new. So we'll see. You know, we know deep down she's going to be a housewife, and good for her. This is what she's wanted. I heard she's holding her own. So you know what I mean? Maybe they'll give the other girls double dipping is fine. She loves the cash. One thing about Teresa, like, she sold her soul. Like, look at her and Dina. Dina's not even coming to the wedding now. Like, the cash. First of all, Teresa was running around telling her, it's not going to be filmed. We want it private. We want this. Okay. Now she has her own show and Dina's out. Like, it is what it is. Why not? She could be bought. A lot of us can be bought. You throw some money at me, I'm sure I could be bought. Cynthia Bailey has made so many mistakes. Luann has made so many mistakes. They are not good judge of characters when it comes to men. Let's face it.
How about we
go on to Beverly Hills?
I mean, there's just as much to say. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, okay, but I'm going to say one thing. I was wrong about something. I watched last night and I think, and then of course, Rinna and her came off the plane. Rinna was behind her. Erica had no makeup on. This is someone who looks completely different. She transforms with the makeup. Okay. She had her hair pulled up, had a sweatsuit on, all in white. The lady standing there waiting to serve her. Now, what I get from this is they're suing the Bank of America for the 50 mil. And they had Tom and Erica signed to buy this house. And supposedly they bought the house from Mauricio. You and I had discussed what was going on between her and this attorney. You know, she was clapping back at the attorney.
She's been clapping back for like 2 years.
But stop. Like, like Dr. Phil says, is it working for you? No. Why would you attack someone who's, let it go. Let it go. Shut your mouth. You know, stop antagonizing him. He's going to come for you even harder. She's antagonizing someone who has all this power. You're out of your mind. She's out of her mind.
She's not just doing that, honey. She now is, the wife is involved. She said to his wife, why don't you get on all fours, you slut?
And then
she's saying, like, the wife showed private DMs where she's like, honey, trust me, your husband,
you're going to get yours. Yep.
Ron. And she's like, well, what do you mean by, I mean, this is Erica. Erica has balls. Stop. Yep. She's got balls.
We have balls, but not brains, because you don't do that if you have brains. But let's get into what's going on at the show.
I'm really riled up today.
So yeah, you are wound up. But anyway, so everyone's concerned about Erica's drinking. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Me and you have gotten to that point plenty of times. And we're not like, you know, so what? She had to be carried out of the room. Big friggin' deal. Big deal. I don't like what she did with Garcelle's son. That was the only thing that I'm saying was out of control. On the boat, she was having fun. Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it already with the drinking. Big deal. She's not an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Big deal. Stop it. So she gets wasted a little bit and she's on meds and whatever. And I still, I can't stand Kathy Hilton. I can't stand her. I just can't.
You know, look, I mean, yeah, falling in anger head, it may not be the greatest.
Well, that part, no, that part, of course, no, of course.
Do you want to know something? For all of my drunkenness, I have like a control thing. I've never thrown up in my entire life from drinking. Never. No, I would like to throw up a lot of the times. But I don't, and I've never, okay, that's not true. One time I did fall and end up in the emergency room, but it was, it was a long time ago, like 20
years. I'm not going to say anything because I say, if you spit in the wind, it comes back in your face. So I'm not saying the word. No, you shouldn't do that. But anyway, that's my old Italian, my grandmother, and my Sicilian grandmother. Don't spit in the wind. It comes back in your face. But
you fell off a chair, Kim. I mean, you're lucky.
Oh my God. Back, you bring it up every freaking time we're on this thing. Yes, I did. I did. At mass shows. Yes, I did. I fell off a chair. Yes, I did.
You're lucky you didn't hit your own head.
I know. I thought there was a back to it because some of the chairs at mass shows where we sit by the piano, some of them have a back and the other ones don't. This one obviously didn't. And I went right back. Yeah, I'm lucky that I didn't crack my head open.
I have to say, I mean, I'm friends with Luann and I support Luann's sobriety. She has her new fosé. It's a faux rosé. But can I just be selfish for a minute?
I love drunk Luann.
I love drunk Luann and I love drunk Erica.
Me too.
I'm sorry.
Me too. Me too. I know we're being very selfish. We're being very callous and we're being very shallow. And you know what? We do have some of those traits sometimes, David.
We do.
We do. Yeah, we do. But we admit it. We admit it.
I love a drunk countess and I love a drunk Erica.
Me too. I'm going to second that notion. So what did you think of Sutton's date?
What did I think of Sutton's date? Okay, so we talk all about Sutton's date. We talk more about the party, Asher singing, drunk Erica. And what happened to this whole thing where Erica told Crystal to take a laxative and not eat a chicken finger? Is that just swept under the rug? Or do we revisit that? So Kim has a lot to say about all of that. She has more to say about New Jersey and stuff she found out about Louise and just everything. So head on over to Patreon for our full episode and happy Saturday.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.